This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on Boost to Manufacturing Through Production-Linked Incentive PLI Scheme. The participants are Santosh Tiwari, Economic Analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, Anchor.
I'm joined by Shri Santosh Tiwari, our expert on discussing manufacturing boost through the PLI scheme, the production-linked incentive scheme, which started in 2020 and has seen great success to boost manufacturing in the country. Manufacturing, of course, has a 14% share in the GDP of India. And there are 14 key sectors which have been identified by the government. We'll try and understand from our expert, why have these sectors been identified? What is the budget allocation for it, and how important the PLI scheme is for the Atmanirbhar Bharat program or the policy of the government of India, and also to ensure what the economic benefits for the country itself. Santoshi, a warm welcome to you on the program.
Thank you, Arjun.
Santoshi, let's begin by understanding the 14 key sectors identified. We know that benefits have been extended to the pharmaceutical industry, essential ingredients, medical devices, and bulk drugs in the post-COVID situation. But there have been new sectors which have been included, and a special focus has been given to them, which includes textiles, electronics, and IT hardware, especially battery manufacturing, when you talk about advanced chemistry cell and storage technology, white good, AC and LED lights, solar PV modules, and of course, the defense drones, which has been a factor before as well. Why have these 14 key sectors been identified as far as India is concerned?
Good question, Arjun, because if you understand the very purpose of a production-linked incentive scheme, which was, as you said, it was launched in 2020, right in the midst of COVID, the very purpose is to make India or develop India as a global manufacturing powerhouse. And three key targets or three key objectives which are there for choosing any sector or selecting any sector for PLI scheme are innovation, efficiency, and competitiveness. So global competitiveness and tech-led innovation. These are things, you know, which are very core of this PLI scheme. And let me mention here also for understanding of our listeners that this is one of the most beautiful schemes which industry and government together has developed in India's economic history. And PLI scheme is one scheme where government relied heavily on development of different sectors, you know, bringing different sectors under this scheme on industry chambers, industry associations. And with this kind of an association, joint development, you know, PLI scheme came into force. And the results in the past few years from 2020 to 25 speak for themselves, on which we will come later. But the sectors which are getting selected, which you mentioned, Arjun, within no time, in few years, Indian small scale sector companies and startups, they have emerged as major players in the global market. These are all high technology intensive, efficiency, innovation based sectors where if the industry and a government scheme join hand and result in increase in production, where you have production linked incentives based on sales, based on growth, based on how much job you create, then it leads to two things. One, it gives rise or gives a typical boost to global and foreign investment. And then also it raises your capacity to enhance exports. These are new areas where India is entering into the global market with the help of these technological innovations and the prowess where your efficiency is leading you to enhanced exports and increase in your competitiveness in the global market. So that's the basic reason why new and new sectors are getting selected. And the old sectors which were selected earlier in the beginning, they are getting strengthened, whether it is pharma, whether it is IT and hardware, or it is auto and auto components. Those are getting strengthened. You will see that this year also in 2025-26 budget, there has been substantial increase in the budget allocation for PLI scheme in these sectors, whether it is automobile and auto components or pharma or textile. I can see that, you know, there is a substantial increase. So while the focus of the government is to strengthen the positive outcomes which have come in the sectors which were selected initially, the next level focus is to bring in as many new sectors which are technology and innovation driven into the PLI fold, so that our process of getting into that global supply chain of these major manufacturing products which are technology and innovation led gets enhanced in a big way. And that's what is happening right now, Arjun.
So Santosh, you mentioned about the budget allocation by the government of India. It's up by 108% to 19,483 crore rupees for the financial year 2025-26 from the previous financial year where 9,360 crore rupees were allocated for the PLI scheme. We mentioned about the financial backing as far as the government of India is concerned. Are we looking at industrial viability as well? What are the returns that we're looking at in terms of GDP and more importantly in terms of net exports? Because when you compute GDP, you also have to factor into net exports.
It's a very good, you know, way of looking at the success of PLI scheme, that how far it has succeeded in basically enhancing India's global competitiveness or India's exports, or how much the FDI has got a boost, and also the GDP multiplier. In terms of GDP, I would clearly say that if your manufacturing competitiveness increases, it certainly adds to your GDP. And even if it looks not that significant in the beginning when you bring in this kind of scheme, PLI scheme, for a longer period or medium term period, you know, for making India Atmanirbhar, this scheme is a significant player undoubtedly. And in terms of numbers, I would say that if the government has committed almost 2 lakh crore rupees since 2020 when the scheme began, and if the production value is 12.5 lakh crore, which certainly would very soon would be touching around 15 lakh crore, if the employment generated is 9.5 lakh crore, I'm talking about the figures that are available, which are of last year, and employment figures would also be about 12 lakh by now. And the exports were 4 lakh crore last year, and now that would also be around 5 lakh crore. If these kind of numbers PLI scheme has already come up with, I think the efficacy of the scheme is clearly established. Again, going forward, the way two-pronged approach that government is adopting, which is strengthening the gains in the areas where PLI scheme earlier came, and consolidating and enhancing the PLI scheme presence in the areas, new technology areas, which would be more critical for India's sustainable growth in the next few years. This strategy is going to bring in lots and lots of gains, and the very fact that this scheme is aimed at making India a global manufacturing powerhouse, that would certainly be achieved in the next few years.
So you mentioned about the economic benefits, 1.46 lakh crore investments. Foreign direct investment is to the tune of $165 billion from 2014 to 2024. You mentioned about production output is worth 12.5 lakh crore rupees as well. Exports is 4 lakh crore rupees. Employment is 9.5 lakh. Could you tell us something about skilled jobs and employment associated with manufacturing and the PLI scheme, especially since the services to GDP ratio right now is 53%. So manufacturing has a share of 14%, services 53%, they're symbiotic. How do you see employment being addressed with the PLI scheme?
So that's where this is a challenge and an opportunity both. If you are making this transition through PLI scheme in our manufacturing sector and targeting more and more tech-led manufacturing sectors, targeting more and more small-scale industries and also startups, then obviously the contribution to jobs of the PLI scheme and the overall manufacturing sector would get increased in the coming years. But you know, the biggest factor and the biggest contributor from the PLI scheme that is coming to the economy is that the growth in manufacturing sector would be based on two critical aspects in the manufacturing sector, I would say. That how far you can transition to the high technology areas, you know, which would be the critical points or the critical aspect of manufacturing growth in coming years. That particular thing is getting addressed through PLI scheme. And another thing which PLI scheme will contribute in a big, big way is that the point which you mentioned, skilled jobs in India. That's a big challenge in India, that the jobs are there, but the skilled jobs or the skilled workforce is not available the way India would like to. And PLI scheme, by targeting those areas like drones or the high technology areas, if gives rise to skilled jobs and gets multiplied over a period of time, obviously your workforce would be more skilled, and it would be more skilled in doing the jobs that provides you that kind of returns for the economy and also for the overall populace. So PLI scheme is a beautiful scheme which targets and achieves these two purposes, you know, in a very manner which any of these kind of schemes, you know, in the past have not been able to. You have to look at the construct of the whole scheme. It encompasses the whole need of taking manufacturing sector contribution in the economy from 14% to a higher level, bringing India into the global supply chain in a manner where the country's products are seen as competitive, innovative, and also effective in enhancing our exports. So all these things coming together, you know, gives rise to more skilled jobs, more return for the economy, and also overall growth in the manufacturing sector contribution to the economy. So overall, if you look at it from this perspective, the way the government is moving ahead and year after year, you know, making changes, bringing in new sectors, providing money where it is needed, and the way Indian manufacturing sector, especially I would again mention that small scale sector and startups are getting intertwined into the PLI scheme, these objectives, you know, incrementally would start looking, you know, much closer than what it used to look 5 years back or maybe 10 years back.
So Santosh, you're mentioning about the industrial ecosystem that is being created as a result of the PLI scheme. You mentioned about domestic manufacturing and how important it is to ensure that our import dependence comes down. Atmanirbhar Bharat policy is very important as far as manufacturing is concerned. But you also mentioned, I have to say, about diversification in high value good. How important is that, and how are we going to meet the challenges when it comes to consumption of such types of goods and, of course, not depend upon outside markets?
Again, PLI scheme and the products and sectors which are being chosen, they are selected on the basis of these two aspects, that how far it can cater to the domestic sector's requirement and reduce our dependence on imports. That's one. But the major part which PLI is looking at today is how we can enhance our presence in the export market, how we can enhance our presence in the global supply chain. So simultaneously, these production-linked schemes, if they are present in the drone market, I'll take this as an example. If they are present in the drone market and India is becoming, the way it is developing, India is becoming one of the major centers, major countries for development of drones. Obviously, in the domestic sector also, this will benefit the companies or the areas, you know, which are looking at high quality, high technology drones for application. And we are also getting more and more capable to capture a significant chunk of the export market. So when you develop products, when you develop sectors, when you develop industry, when you develop industry segments through these kind of schemes, then it simultaneously takes care of your domestic and also export needs. And the best part is that those very products which are imported in India, those products, if through PLI scheme, you know, they are getting manufactured in India, obviously the dependence on imports will reduce and the chances of increasing right. exports in a big way would also increase. So these two objectives would certainly be achieved, you know, if PLI scheme is moving in the direction in which it is moving right now.
Well, thank you so much, Santosh Tiwari ji, for being with us on this program on Money Talk and talking to us extensively about the manufacturing boost that has been given via the PLI scheme, the Production Linked Incentive Scheme. And we can see manufacturing right now under current indicators like PMI for February, which is at 53.07 as well, along with all the other indicators which have shown manufacturing only going up from the time it has been conceived from 2020 onwards till date. Thank you so much, Santoshi, for talking to us extensively on the PLI scheme.
Thank you, Arjun.
You were listening to a discussion on Boost to Manufacturing through Production-Linked Incentive PLI Scheme. The participants were Santosh Tiwari, Economic Analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.